We're back on Tampa Bay Today. Hey, Pat. I'm afraid of reprisals. So, because of other people that and the way they attack people like myself, you know, white middle-aged guys on the internet for no other reason than being white middle-aged, lumping us in with all white people throughout all history, I'm afraid to comment online. I'll do it on the radio. I got a little more control here, but I'll take any callers. But more people, a few people braver than I, are speaking out online going, okay, that woman is wrong, but I'm white. I see that she's wrong and the boys were attacked, but I feel like I'm being lumped in as racist because white people. And somebody else at one point said, don't change the spelling of, you know, sounds about white, the comment that my friend made. He goes, don't let their little heart syndrome affect you. You did it right. You know, throughout history, white people have blah, 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 blah. And I'm even afraid to reach out to that guy who I know personally. And we get along fine and all that before he moved away. And we'd hang out sometimes at events and things. You know, our paths would cross. He's a good dude. But he's lumping me and you and any other white guy in with white people throughout all history. And that's wrong. When you don't put quantifiers on your statements, at the very least, throw some white people in there as opposed to white people, meaning all. It also, by the way, means I have a small heart because I'm white. What does the color of your skin have to do with your ability to be a compassionate, caring human being?
We all bleed red.
Right. The problem is when you start doing that, and people that don't know you read these comments, they're going to take them different ways than you may have intended. I don't think this guy for a minute thinks that I fall into the category of being racist or small-hearted because I'm white. But because he's quickly jumping to get his comment out there on the internet, he's falling into that trap.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I know him, so I know that that's not the full concept, but somebody else might take it that way from him. And then they go, well, see, look, hatred's coming the other way, a whole lot stronger. There are a whole lot more people racist against white people than white people racist against others. I don't know exactly where we stand out there, but I know that this is divisive in a way that it doesn't need to be. I'd much rather see some of the other comments being supported, where the woman was wrong, she should be apologizing. And props to these young men for not reacting in a horribly negative way, just kind of shaking it off and walking away with their grandmother and leaving. And it wouldn't have become a story if their sister hadn't posted it online, but it got traction. Now, granted, I think that's a good thing. I think having the discussion is a good thing. It's given me the opportunity to put it out there. You can't lump all white people in as racist, because that would be racist, wouldn't it? So think about what you're saying on the online. Think about the comments and the way that you do it. By the way, the best comment in there, the best comment in this whole thing, somebody made the thing going, the mayor of St. Pete wants more overpriced condos. People like this lady are the price you're going to have to pay. There are going to be more people like that moving into those condos because they're the ones who are going to be able to afford it. Rents are insane. They are offensive in St. Pete. Especially downtown, some of those. Well, a few other people commented about that, and one of them went, dude, that lady can't afford a condo downtown. She's full-on Kenneth City. Tee-hee. Oops. Pat got it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.